Nettie Prudle, the hag, struggled to tuck in the final ruffled corner, then stood back, her eyes closed, awaiting the verdict. Four other beds were lined up in the room, and four other hags. Grunty, Esmagrotzila, Twitly and Gordon stood beside them, looking equally nervous. They were participating in a gruelling competition to become the handmaid to the new Harpy Queen. Of course, Nettie had no intention of actually being a handmaid. She was working undercover for the Resistance. Or at least, she was trying to.
Nettie, this is terrible work!
Mrs. Smith, the Harpy Queen, roared, making Nettie's many boils wobble.
Where are the delicate folds I asked for? The creaseless surface? The plump pillow?
Nettie bent double and prodded the pillow with her finger, in the hope that it might plump it. The three other important harpies, Miss Green, Miss Brown and Miss Witherspoon, grinned smugly. Nettie gritted her mammoth teeth, thinking of her friend Odge.
It'll be fine, Odge had said. You'll be able to gather important information, Odge had said. Nettie, you can't lose, Odge had said.
Odge had the easy job. She was off having a great time in Vienna, collecting the Mistmaker Master, while Nettie was stuck on a mountain making frilly beds for half-human, half-bird women with an attitude problem.